visitor installation access and balance during the holidays. This is your KMC update. I'm Airman First Class Rebecca Moran. During the holidays, family and friends may be coming to visit, which is why it's important to know how visitors can gain base access.
There are different options available depending on how long visitors will need access to base. The most common pass is the short-term escorted visitor paper pass, which provides access to specified installations and can last for a period of up to 30 days. Mary Del Rosario, U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls Public Affairs Specialist, shares more.
Guests must bring a passport or other identification card to be signed on. The passport and ID card must be all present with the visitor's pass, and sponsors can sponsor up to 4 people at a time.
To obtain a visitor pass, visit your Army Access Control Point or Air Force Visitor Control Center. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm Airman First Class Reese Page.
The holiday season often leaves people overwhelmed with activity, but some may find their schedules surprisingly empty.
It's important to be involved in community, especially during the holidays, but the busyness of the season can quickly lead to burnout. Others may find themselves at the opposite extreme, experiencing effects of too much downtime. Major Robert Ginsburg, U.S. Army Garrison Rhineland Falls Deputy Garrison Chaplain, shares how downtime can be used productively.
When we have that downtime, it's a good time to look at who we are and maybe assess our lives and look at maybe faults and strengths and things we're good at and maybe even reassess where we want to go in life.
To schedule an appointment with a chaplain or for more information on religious support services, visit home.army.mil or ramstein.af.mil. Reporting for AFN Kaiserslautern, I'm U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Joseph Noak.
That's it for your KMC update. I'm Airman First Class Rebecca Moran.